welcome our graceful viewers. That is hello in sign language, used by people with deafness or hearing impairments.
Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the globe.
Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3, D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. And the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2. In addition, Supreme Master Television will continue to be available online at www.suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Singapore and Jordan join hands to open a training center. In environmental news, old tires are used to make smooth roads. In education news, inmates in Kenya take exams in a variety of subjects. In community news, Brazilian coffee farmers enjoy fair trade certification. In humanitarian news, a British couple traveled through India to earn money for charities. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, November 18th, South Africa adopted a new constitution in 1993. South Africa's new constitution guaranteed civil rights to the nation's majority population, the indigenous tribes. As a result, the first free elections were held in 1994, and Nobel laureate Nelson Mandela became the first president of South Africa's newly adopted constitutional system. May God bless South Africa with peace and prosperity.
Lion News. Bangladesh military contributes to cyclone rescue effort. In the wake of Cyclone Sidr, Bangladesh experienced a 4-foot or 1.25 meter rise in water levels, causing the evacuation of 650,000 people from low-lying areas. The military used ships and helicopters to distribute aid and run search and rescue missions. Many other groups are also organizing relief efforts, including the UN's World Food Program, the European Commission, Save the Children, and the U.S. Christian Aid Agency, World Vision. Thank you and God bless you, Bangladesh military, for putting your well-trained people and equipment to such a noble use. And thank you, international relief agencies, for helping to assist the cyclone-affected Bangladeshis. We pray that they may soon return to their normal lives. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Lion News. Myanmar will sign ASEAN Charter on Democracy and Human Rights. On Tuesday, Myanmar Prime Minister Thein Sein will join the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in signing a charter upholding democracy and human rights. ASEAN Secretary General Aung Kyaw Young noted that by agreeing to sign, Myanmar leaders are also aspiring towards a human rights-based governance. Congratulations, Myanmar and other ASEAN nations, for your commitment to the highest principles of governance for your citizens. May heaven bless your noble endeavors to maintain freedom and dignity for all.
Lion News. Hamas frees Fatah detainees. In a gesture of reconciliation and goodwill, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh has released Fatah members who had been detained after a rally. Mr. Haniyeh also encouraged cooperation with Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas and asked that he likewise release Hamas members detained in the West Bank. Thank you, Mr. Haniyeh, for this peaceful gesture of goodwill. May the great Allah bless all Palestinians with unity, stability, and friendship.
Lion News. Germany increases humanitarian aid to the Congo. Recently, Germany's Federal Foreign Office contributed nearly $690,000 in humanitarian funds to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The International Committee of the Red Cross will receive $293,000 of that sum to provide care and shelter to displaced people in the region. The aid will focus specifically on ensuring the safety of Congo's female citizens affected by civil unrest. From Berlin, Germany's Federal Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier stated, "I strongly urge all parties in the conflict to protect the civilian population and allow the aid agencies unhindered access to those in need. Thank you and God bless Germany for making compassionate and vital contributions to the Congo in its time of true need. May the people of the Congo and the rest of the world soon enjoy peace, happiness, and stability."
Lion News. CNN and the BBC return to Pakistani TV. The two international TV channels, CNN and the BBC, have been authorized to resume broadcasting to millions of viewers in Pakistan. The channels were kept on hold for nearly 2 weeks while the country was under a state of emergency, but are now back on the air. Thank you, Government of Pakistan, for allowing the BBC and CNN to continue broadcasting on Pakistani airwaves. May God bless Pakistan with peace, freedom, and stability.
Lion News. Spain and ADB help development in OLAC or Vietnam. Spain and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, make plans to aid development in OLAC's Than Hoa province, which is the most populous province in the country. ADB will provide a grant of $800,000 for the Than Hoa City Comprehensive Socioeconomic Development Project, and the government of Spain will contribute a $200,000 grant for the project. Hubert Jenny, the urban development specialist of ADB's Southeast Asia department, stated, "The province, with its significant natural resources, has strong potential for regional socioeconomic development." Thank you and God bless Spain and the Asian Development Bank for your contributions to OLAC. May the OLAC's people be blessed with prosperity and an ever-improving quality of life.
Lion News. Britain provides humanitarian aid to Sri Lanka. The United Kingdom announced that a contribution of over $2 million had been made to Sri Lanka during this fiscal year. The funds have been directed to the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, and the UN International Common Humanitarian Action Plan, CHAP, to provide assistance for resettlement and reconstruction programs in Sri Lanka's eastern province, where peace was recently renewed. Thank you and God bless the United Kingdom for these compassionate contributions to your Sri Lankan brothers and sisters. May the people of Sri Lanka be blessed with lives of happiness, peace, and fulfillment.
Lion News, United Nations Environment Program to safeguard world's resources. The United Nations Environment Program has established a panel that will monitor natural resources around the world and advise countries on their sustainable use. The panel, which will consist of government-recommended scientists from many countries, will try to chart a safe course through these times of global climate change. Thank you, UNEP panel members. We wish you the greatest of success in your noble endeavor to safeguard the precious resources of our planet. May Mother Nature smile upon your work.
In world news, Singapore and Jordan unite to open training center. Singapore and Jordan jointly opened the Regional Vocational Training Center in Amman, Jordan, which will work closely with Singapore's Institute of Technical Education. The inauguration of this center represents the supportive and close relationship enjoyed between the two countries. Congratulations, Jordan and Singapore, and all who are to benefit from this shared endeavor. May heaven bless the people of both great nations to live in harmony and abundance. Coming up, used tires are found to be ideal for road repairs. We will be just around the corner and come back soon. You're watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television.
Hello, I'm Shelley the Turtle, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Today, I'd like to tell you about one of nature's great gifts to us, the beetroot. It is an excellent source of iron and also a good source of vitamin A, manganese, and potassium. There are many ways to serve beetroot. I prefer mine in a quick and nutritious juice combining beetroot, carrot, and apple. It is a very healthy start to your day, or in fact, any time of day. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather from around the world.
News. Used tires provide longer-lasting road services. In Pennsylvania, USA, government authorities have found a way to compress used tires into large blocks, ideal for road repairs. Up to 10 million discarded tires could be used to repair roads across Pennsylvania. These tires create a longer-lasting, more environmentally friendly, and smoother alternative to the commonly used asphalt surface. Thank you, Pennsylvania, for your invaluable contribution to recycling and thus helping to keep our planet beautiful.
In education news, inmates prepare for exams. In Kenya, over 3,000 inmates around the country are taking national exams in a variety of subjects. Coordinator of the project, Brother Linus Schoutzen of Brothers of Our Lady, Mother of Mercy, said, "We are happy to see that our prisons are becoming more and more places of training and learning." Thank you, and God bless Brother Shoutson and Brothers of Our Lady, Mother of Mercy, for your meaningful project. May those taking the exams greatly benefit from the experience. Up next on Noteworthy News, a British couple raises money for charity by traveling in a rickshaw. We're going to sit in silent meditation to be with God. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Persia White. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, this is Matthew Perry. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, this is Paula Abdul. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Ross, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hello, this is Jeff Goldblum, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Deborah Wilson-Skelton, and you're watching the one and the only Supreme Master Television.
I'm Mariana Tosca, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hello to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Hi, Supreme Master Television.
Hey, I'm Deborah Gibson. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm James Blunt, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
And hello to all the people who watch Supreme Master Television.
To Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In community news, fair trade certification brings benefits. The fair trade label on products means the farmers have been treated fairly in terms of payment and working conditions. Brazilian coffee farmers who have enrolled in the fair trade program received a 20% remuneration bonus. Most fair trade coffee farmers form associations to support community endeavors, such as schools or drinkable water sources. Thank you, Fair Trade Program, for helping to improve the lives of farmers around the globe. May the Almighty bless the farmers to live in happiness and abundance.
In humanitarian news, British couple travels for charity. A British couple is taking an almost 5,000-kilometer or 3,000-mile trip through India and into Nepal by auto rickshaw to raise money for charity. Chris Messi and Michelle Etherington are planning to come to Kochi, Kerala on December the 30th and then begin their travels. Mercy Corps and WaterAid are two of the organizations that will be recipients of funds raised. What a great adventure. Thank you and God bless you for your caring action, Chris and Michelle. May the Most High's blessings be with you both throughout your journey.
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The title of this joke is Call Me.
One guy go into the train and started screaming, "Call me a doctor! Call me a doctor! Everybody call me a doctor!" So the guy next door asked him, "Are you sick?" He say, "No, no, I just graduated from medical school."
And now for our viewers' heartline. This letter was sent by Luis from Costa Rica. He wrote,
Hola, mi nombre es Luis Carlos. Vivo en San José, Costa Rica. Soy un instalador de antenas parabólicas aquí en Costa Rica. Una señora me llamó a mi casa para darme la noticia de que ella tiene dos antenas sin usar y que ella quiere bajar el canal de Supreme Master Television aquí en Costa Rica. Ella me dio estas direcciones de internet para tomar los datos técnicos del satélite y otras cosas tales como su transponder y su symbol rate. Necesito ver si aquí en Costa Rica este canal tendrá buena recepción, ya que la joven me está pidiendo que le prepare una antena banda KU. Gracias, y si pueden ayudarme con esto, estaré muy agradecido. Saludos desde Costa Rica, en Centroamérica.
Hola, Luis. We're happy to say that in Costa Rica and other countries in Central and South America, viewers can now watch Supreme Master Television via Hispasat and Intelsat 907. From what we know, the channel has been broadcasting with very good reception. For technical details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com. Thank you for helping your clients and others with the installment. May God bless you and your family.
Do you have a heartline today? We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. You can find us around the world any time of day and any day of the year via 12 satellite platforms.
That is farewell in sign language. May God's eternal grace be with you and your loved ones. See you again soon.